Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they stopped
the game.
We're
going to
do it again. They stopped the damn game to do this. Oh, no, it was the, you know what it was?
They
it
had
was
Kevin Hart and all them there.
It was the All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It was their last
that
one.
Everything's been
the last one, so we've just drawn it all
that
out.
That was terrible.
And we're going to have to do it again. Ernie's going to cry again.
We did not need the All-Star game tribute. That was outrageous.
They were stretching it.
They stopped the middle of the game.
Right. It was like, and they had Kevin Hart trying to make it. It was awful.
Yeah.
Just let him go, man.
Exactly. They kept pump faking us on the one last time, one final time.
Well, fellas. On TNT.
That is Ernie.
Yeah.
I love Ernie, but
I'm TNT. I'm Turner.
But he definitely laid it on thick, didn't he?
Yes.
For the last, final, penultimate, seriously, this is it, guys.
That's it. That's good.
This is the last time. That's how they did it. If you ever go out, you just got to go out one time, you know? But that's it. And then Shaq would come on. He was like, now we got to drop the mic. Like, can we just end the thing?
End it, man.
You know?
Turn their mics off.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was good. That was a good Ernie you did there.
The All-Star game was outrageous.
Last time.
Kevin Hart was doing it. Oh, man. All right, we'll come back. Raheem Palmer's going to join us on the show. We'll talk to him about the playoffs. Giannis, Kevin Durant, maybe his feelings about TNT, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. Raheem Palmer is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NBA Finals. Proud product of Wharton Business School, or Wharton School of Business. It took me a couple of tries to get up on Rostradamus, but I got it. I'm going to get the Wharton Business School or Wharton School of Business here soon. But speaking of business, let's get down to it. I'll tell you about Reggie. Reggie reached out to Jennifer Carson on Instagram after hearing about her on the radio. We love talking about the Live Love team. And when they first talked, he wasn't quite ready yet, but they kept talking and they submitted a couple of offers, had some bad luck. Offer number 4 got them into multiple offers again on a home. Jennifer and her team wrote the strongest offer for them, so they got an amazing home in a cove, all the things they wanted. And that's because they worked and chose the Live Love Memphis group.
Yep. Patience paid off, and it usually does with Jennifer Carson. In fact, we've never had a bad review. 901-625-5200. That's the number you need. So like Reg, you can get a hold of Jen, and she is not going to put you in a bad situation. That's what I want you to know. Not a realtor who's going to, again, just looking to make a dollar off of you, have you purchasing a mortgage that you can't afford. No, she's only looking to put you in a great situation. That's how she's built her business, and that's how she improves Memphis. That's her way, getting folks out of rentership situations and into ownership situations. That's the way you do it. So, again, make the call, whether it's now or later, like Reg, 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
Full transparency, if you text me during a show, understand that that is, and I do have the license to use that on the air. You know, it's just, especially if you're texting me about something that was said on the show. So when you do that, understand that, you know, you are susceptible to being broadcast, right, on the air.
You're like Ron Burgundy.
That's right.
Just read it.
And one person of this is guilty of this, and that's, as you know him, Coop. Coop was listening. And he accused me of saying the dumbest thing on the radio that he's ever heard, which is the suggestion of Jeff Teague taking Kenny Smith's place.
Yeah.
He definitely sided with you on that one.
Good.
He said Kenny Smith is a legend and the leader of a multiple championship team. He's unbelievable on TV with his insight and humor combination, GTFOH.
Good. Like the end of that with what he told you there, just in terms of the spirit of that. But
yeah.
I don't know if I would call him the leader.
Yeah, that's, again.
Of those teams. But
yeah,
Kenny much should be held in much higher esteem than you hold him.
Yeah. Coop has been, it's been an interesting summer for Coop in the world of Memphis golf. You know, there are two, right? There's Matt Cooper, and there, I don't know how familiar you are with the Johnny Come Lately here, Winburn Hughes.
Mm.
They've been going, they've been going tit for tat.
Okay.
Mostly been Winburn getting the better of Coop.
Really?
I think Coop maybe needs to spend a little more time worrying less about what I'm saying than it is being on the green.
Wow.
Get on the green.
Quite the charge there.
But at any rate, you know, maybe he'll get him next time. I don't know. I mean, the real reason is I put Coop out there. He won an event last year. I said, I'll put him up against anybody in Memphis. And here's his foe, his adversary, his rival, Winburn Hughes.
Okay.
And they're battling. Coop just lost to him over the weekend in a playoff.
Winburn Hughes,
bro. Yeah,
sounds private school educated.
Oh, believe me, and that's why I like, that's why I love Coop, because Coop is a public school product.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Houston, or Germantown, one of the two, and he graduated from the University of Memphis.
All right,
so he's public school all the way. He's holding down for the public school
Tiger.
Street golfer.
Yep,
but he's not delivering at the moment.
Mm.
We got to deliver.
Is the hunger still there after winning?
I think the hunger's there. I think it's definitely
when you win.
It's awakening.
Yeah,
it's awakening now.
Right.
So we need to set up the match. Coop Winburn. You know, we'll you and I will commentate it, man. Anyway, when you text me during the show, this could happen. This could probably
just invite a lot more now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, again, you step into it. We didn't talk about this yesterday, but it was actually pretty big news for the Detroit Lions, especially sort of the timing of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
All-pro center Frank Ragnow, Arkansas Razorback, Woo Pig, said on Instagram that he is retiring from the NFL. Wrote that these past couple of months have been very trying as I've come to the realization that my football journey is ending and I'm officially retiring from the NFL. I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not, and it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. I have given this team everything I have, and I thought I had more to give, but the reality is I simply don't. I have to listen to my body, and this has been one of the hardest decisions of my life. The Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout this process, and I can't emphasize this enough, how grateful I am for this team and all the fans. It was an absolute honor going to battle for you all. So Frank Ragnow, multiple-time All-Pro center, only 29 years old,
man,
is calling it a career. And for the Lions, you know, what the first Right Angle Sports win total of the year, as you remember, was the under on their win total. And I got to say, I feel a lot better today about having that than I did at the time, because you're losing your OC, your DC, and now you're losing your C. I mean, you're losing the most important components outside of, like, okay, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, but you're losing so much flesh, it feels like, and structure even past that. I think this is a huge blow for them. Centers are really important in the NFL, and to lose a guy in June because you couldn't draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part of this. Like, you almost wish, like, man, I wish you would have told me 2 months ago you were retiring. I could have done something in the draft. Now you're kind of going to be scrambling.
Yeah. It said a second-round pick out of Georgia, Tate Ratledge, is the most likely replacement for him. But back to your point, I mean, with as young as he was, with what he'd overcome. Did you see the reason they gave him this $54 million four-year extension, $54 million 4 years back in 2021 after he played with a fractured throat?
Wow.
Which I didn't know you could do, by the way.
That's crazy.
What a tough guy. So talking about what, you know, what he's done to his body just in this, what would seem to us, okay, brief NFL career, because he's still just, what, 28, 29 years old, but, you know, what he's been through, yeah, 29 years old. Ends up coming back from that, played in 16 games last season, only missed the week 4 game against Seattle, partially torn pec. He comes back, doesn't miss another start, named to the Pro Bowl for the third straight season. This guy's a stalwart. They took him in the first round to be this.
Yep.
They used a first-round pick, and he ended up being that. 2018, by 2020, he's a Pro Bowler. So he's been good since the get-go for them. And at a high level, and like John said, man, you're losing, you know, your coaches, your coordinators. Now you're losing, you know, 29-year-old stalwarts that you figured you had penciled in there for years. Yeah, you know, I'm sure when they took this, like you said, they may have this, they've got this kid out of Georgia, a second-round pick, but nobody envisioned having to play him this early. You're figuring, hey, maybe it's some insurance. Ragnow's just 29. So Dan Campbell's got his – that's the thing about when you build such a great culture, right, like he did, and we've given him the proper amount of credit for it, I think, people start picking at it. Folks want some of it, and they'll start taking pieces from you.
Yep.
And so trying to maintain that culture, and especially when you it's not just coaches that are getting hired that you're losing. He's lost his OC and his DC.
Yep.
But now you're losing, you know, 29-year-old – centers that, you know, were basically the key to your offensive line, or one of them. And, you know, I won't say the key, because my big boy, Panay, is probably the soul, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Yes, he definitely
still
is.
Still, though.
But, I mean, it's hard not to say that Frank Ragnow wasn't the soul, because he's sitting here playing through
– yes.
I mean, I think that amount of availability is probably taken for granted every single week. And you're right. They drafted this kid, Tate Rutledge in the second round, but he's not a center. They're going to have
right.
to play,
play
play
guard
him there.
In college. They're going
to. I mean, he's both. Huge. He's like 6'6". I mean, not to say that centers can't be that, but just doesn't feel like it's his natural spot. And it's not his natural spot. So you just never know. Like the drop off could be pretty big. You know, you start talking about, I mean, Goff and this guy have been together for, you know, however long. I mean, since Goff got there. You know,
and apparently his toes are bad. Did you read the rest of this
about
the most severe degree of turf toe? He's dealt with toe injuries his whole career. Maybe it's not even having anything to do with the fracture that he came back from, but this turf toe, apparently he missed 13 games in 2021.
Wow.
What he got, the most severe degree of turf toe. Now, he didn't have to have it amputated, but and then re-injured that one. So that toe might be giving him hell, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a tough loss. I feel a lot better about the Lions now than I did, because offensive line play is just so important. Now, I will say, you know, the Eagles lost Jason Kelce and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that dude they got behind him is pretty good, though. Starts with an M. I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's a Pro Bowler, but
yeah,
they had a quality guy behind him. And in this instance, if you're trying to force a guy who's not even a center in there, that
you're thinking of Mailata, he's the left tackle.
Okay,
Cam Jurgens is the center.
My bad.
But Cam Jurgens is a really good one too, though, and they had him on the team.
Yeah,
you know,
point still stands. I did have my guy off though.
But again, like
this is you're trying to force a you know, a second round pick, sure, but a guy to play guard.
Yeah, it was. Where's Lane Johnson? Is he not back? Where's he at? He must have got hurt last year or something, because he's not listed on their depth chart right now as a starter. Lane Johnson, he's their backup right tackle. Can that possibly be true? Uh-oh. What? I thought he was like their everything, man. Anyway, yes, the importance of an offensive lineman I don't think can be overstated, especially one that's in charge of the snap and you know, communication at the line of scrimmage. Now you turn that over to a rookie, you know. That's risky, man. And
very much so. They're going to have to go out and sign somebody.
Yeah, it feels like they absolutely are going to have to
do
that.
At least for an insurance policy.
But, you know, again, Lions going to have a this is the cruelty of the NFL, right? We're talking about the Lions here and the NFL and how quickly it can change. You know, you're the favorite in the NFC last year. You get undone by this generational rookie in Jaden Daniels. And, oh, by the way, your center is gone. Your OC is now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Your defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, is now the coach of the New York Jets. And you're probably going to take a step back. I mean, Chicago's coming up. Minnesota ain't going anywhere, you know. We'll see if it's going to be, you know.
There's no way they're winning the same number of regular season games they did last year with Sam Darnold. I just don't believe that. But maybe they will.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Many people think it's just going to be the same. Green Bay is the bigger threat, I think.
Green Bay as well, yes.
The bigger threat to Detroit right now.
I mean, honestly, they could split every single one of those series, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could lose two to Minnesota. They could lose two to Green Bay.
You think J.J. McCarthy ready to win like that?
I mean, is he going to be better than Darnold?
No.
Well,
Darnold had an outlier of a season.
All right.
In terms of his whole.
Right. But I'm saying J.J. can be better than Sam Darnold, though. And if Sam Darnold can have that kind of year.
Well, you're saying for his career.
Like.
Yeah.
I mean, he may not have the better season.
Yeah, not a better season than last year.
But if
year.
We think he's a better player, then I think it's...
Remember, he wasn't a thrower at Michigan. That was the whole thing on him in terms of he was a winner, he's a leader. That was a rushing offense, though.
Yeah.
You know, does he even throw to the... It's one of the left side of the field he doesn't throw to, or it's the right one of them. You got to balance it out.
Yep.
Whichever one's the weak side there, and we'll see. But Darnold has always been a thrower. This guy... You know, we're going to see on J.J. We don't know.
No, we don't. It's a risk. But
he's got the weapons, though.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a new time, man. It's going to be a new time. It stinks that, you know, if you're the Lions, you felt like I don't know if you're going to beat the Eagles anyway in that NFC championship game. But, you know, you would love to have a shot.
Eagles may do it again.
They could. They 100%.
Might not be talking about them enough.
Yeah. I mean, they're the favorites, right?
Yes. So, is Jalen not getting better?
Mm-hmm. I think we saw that too. So, yeah, man, it's just tough. I feel bad for Lions fans. You're there. You're knocking on the door. You're beating it down, and then like everything changed. Everything changes. So, not to say it can't be overcome, but it makes it a lot harder to do that. All right, we're gonna come back. Raheem Palmer's gonna join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NBA Finals, his thoughts on Kevin Durant. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to find.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. Raheem Palmer is my guy. He's a host at the Ringer FanDuel TV. I believe as of today, just dropped the newest Ringer gambling pod, previewing the NBA Finals. Make sure to check that out. Also, proud alum of Wharton. He joins us now. Raheem, what's up, man?
What's good, man? Life is good, man. We got the NBA Finals coming up in a couple of days. I know you're going to be out here for Summer League, so I'm hyped for Summer League because I bet Summer League like this. Like, I mean, I bet Summer League more than probably any other sport.
Yeah, that's the one time betting for NBA players where I feel like I actually do have an edge. You know, like, this guy's sick or he was out late last night walking around the blackjack tables. Like, he's actually, like, probably not going to play well today.
Yeah, man, I just like the fact that it's, the games are shorter. I mean, it's game after game after game. You can roll one game into the next one. It's just a lot of fun. And then, you know, those second and third year NBA players who just happen to come to summer league, they're like men amongst boys. I mean, you can see the difference between them and some of the rookies and then some of the undrafted guys. So if you got one or two of those second or third year players on a team, you could ride that team out there like they're LeBron or Michael Jordan.
That's going to be the Grizzlies this year, by the way. Edie's going to be out there. Jalen Wells is going to be out there. Gigi Jackson. That's who you're talking about.
Gigi's.
And he needs to. Let's be clear about that. He needs to be out there. He didn't have a very good season.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be riding with them. We might have to put in some Memphis Grizzlies futures to win the summer league.
For sure. I mean, because honestly, like, why wouldn't they play everybody, you know? I mean, for the majority.
Well, that's
the
only thing. Isolo's going as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the head coach is going to be coaching.
That's the expectation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And that you don't see that very often, so yes. But look, we got plenty of time to talk about the real championship, which is the summer league. Let's talk about the minor league one that's happening starting on Thursday, which is – the NBA Finals. You and I have obviously been talking throughout the playoffs and, you know, at various times. We've loved the Thunder. We've loved the Pacers. We love both of these teams. So with two days before game one, sort of how are you feeling generally about this series?
So the best unit on the court is the Oklahoma City Thunder defense. Allowing 106 points per possession, they have the ability to suffocate everybody. I mean, they're first in turnovers, but they're taking on an Indiana Pacers team, which is dominant offensively. They get out in transition, they run, they don't turn the ball over. So I think the key factor in this series is Indiana going to turn the ball over? Because if they turn the ball over, this is a short series. And I mean, Oklahoma City has a historically great defense. They're forcing turnovers on everybody. And you know, the interesting thing about it is I think Indiana is kind of built to be more competitive than people think in this series. I mean, you look at Oklahoma City, they have a lot of depth. Indiana has depth, and they wear people down with their pace. Oklahoma City, they are forced to exploit opposition with their turnovers. Well, Indiana's been avoiding those turnovers. So if you could avoid those turnovers, I just think it puts Indiana in a position to where they could probably win a track meet. I think this is going to be a fast-paced series. I think Oklahoma City, one of the things that they do defensively is they allow the most three-point attempts. If you look at amongst playoff teams, they're 16th in opponent three-point frequency, allowing 40% of field goal attempts to come from behind the arc. Now, obviously, those come from players that they want shooting. They're probably going to have Miles Turner shooting, Pascal Siakam shooting. They want all these other guys to shoot threes. But if you look at the Indiana Pacers in the postseason, they're shooting 41% from behind the arc. So if Indiana cannot turn the ball over and they can continue to make threes at the rate that they've been making them at, this is going to be a longer series than people think. I mean, Oklahoma City opponents have shot open or wide open threes at 32%. So Indiana, if they just don't turn the ball over, which is, you know, a hard task against Oklahoma City, they make those threes, this is going to be a long series.
Well, I mean, they take care of it. They've done it in the postseason. They did it in the regular season. But to your point, doing it against OKC and that physical style that they put on you defensively is a different story. I will just say, I mean, you mentioned him, Pascal Siakam, and he was awesome for him in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then you've got, you know, he's been here, done it, got that championship experience. And then you've got Rick Carlisle. I do wonder, and sort of trying to make, because I'm with you, brother, that Indiana can make this a series, but it feels like Siakam's going to have to be championship level, that Rick Carlisle's going to have to show OKC something maybe it's not expecting, you know, that those guys will have to show a level that maybe even, you know, as OKC, as dominant as they've been, as good as they are, you know, they haven't won one. They don't have that sort of experience. Do you think that can be a difference maker, or is that just all sports cliche and more overblown than anything else?
I definitely think it could be a difference maker. I mean, you got Rick Carlisle, who's a Hall of Fame coach.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's had one of the most – I mean, you go back to that Dallas run. That was one of the most improbable championship runs we've ever seen, and kind of on the verge of doing another one. I mean, they knocked out a 64-win team, and they completely disposed of that Cavs team. Like, I don't think anybody saw that coming. And then, you know, they're a dog to the Knicks. And, I mean, outside of game one, it was a pretty easy series. So – if there's anybody who can do it, it's Rick Carlisle. And then, you know, Pascal Siakam, I mean, he has that championship experience with Kawhi Leonard, mm-hmm. Kyle Lowry, you know, winning that championship over Golden State. I don't think you can discount that. Now, obviously, Alex Caruso has won a title with the Lakers, But I don't think you can discount that at all. You know, my concern for Indiana is that I don't know how they get through this series defensively because, you know, they're allowing 28 free throws a game. You know, everybody talked about SGA being a foul merchant, but I think he's going to go to the line quite a bit. And I think he's going to have a monster series. So I think I'm concerned with them defensively.
Yeah. By the way, I was following your tweets. I actually saw your tweet on maybe it was yesterday. You were talking about ticket prices for the finals, and I'm like, okay, man, like let me see if I get a wild hair, and maybe I could like fall up into a finals game since Raheem says these prices are so cheap. That's what Raheem said. He said nobody gives an F about these finals. I've never seen tickets this low. I said, oh my God. I mean, it must be $500 to sit lower level. Man, it's still $2,000 to sit lower level, bro. All right, it ain't just like anybody's going up in there and buying finals tickets.
I mean, you're right, but you know what it was? I was coming at it from a different perspective. So the last time I was in Memphis, right, game five, Warriors versus Grizzlies, postseason game.
Yep.
I spent like $3,300 to sit, you know, like on the third row or whatever. You know what I mean? Second round.
Third row, though.
Yeah, that's true. But then, I mean, I look at the Raptors, like the Raptors finals. The Raptors finals, the Golden State finals, what else? The Phoenix finals. I wanted to go to those series, and the tickets were just exorbitant. You know what I mean? Like, even last year, Boston was, like, ridiculous. So, I mean, I kind of just glanced at StubHub, and I know I kind of pissed a lot of Oklahoma City Thunder fans off. But when I looked at some tickets, I saw, you know, lower level for like $1,600 or $2,000. And I'm like, oh, this ain't that bad. You know what I mean? Because, you know, last year, lower level, you're looking at Boston like $4,500. I'm like, fuck. Oh, my fault. I mean to cuss. But, yeah, I mean, that was my only point. It was just kind of like me just glancing at it. And I'm like, you know what? If I didn't just move, I would just go fly out to Oklahoma City. I've never been to Oklahoma City. And there's like this haunted hotel that all the media talks about.
Yes.
And I kind of just want to see it because
no, I was ready. I'm like, I'm going to the Sunday game. I'm going to follow up in the Sunday game, and if I have to, I'll, you know, I'm like, man, I'm not paying no damn $2,000 for that. I mean, I would have done like $1,000 if it was half price, you know.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, it is the finals, you know. It is like the championship. So I don't know why I expected, but it is like the two markets that honestly you would think would be the least cared about. So I thought I had a chance, man. I thought I was going to get in there for $1,000. Not to be, Raheem. And you made everybody so mad. Everybody was so upset with you.
You know, it was comparatively speaking. Because I really, like, it was a couple, like, I wanted to go to Raptors Warriors, and the tickets were just, like, so ridiculous. And then, like, I think about this. If New York goes to the finals, those prices are double. Because
easily.
And it's like, a lot of New York fans would have flew to Oklahoma City because they knew the prices would be cheaper. Whereas just like, cause, I mean, and you go to Madison Square Garden, you're competing with not only celebrities and athletes and entertainers, you're competing with hedge fund guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think we'll see, and we're sort of looking at this now, we're looking at the odds on Giannis and changing teams, and right now the Bucks, in terms of being the favorites, are to keep him. Do you think as a result of this Jason Tatum injury, that whether it's Giannis staying in Milwaukee and, hey, he says, you got to change something around me, or the Knicks sort of running it back and saying, you know what, no, we're going to go for it again. Sure, we're going to get Tibbs to play the depth, but we liked what we saw for the most part with Karl-Anthony Towns, didn't like the end, but we're going to run it back. Do you think that the East maybe stands pat in a way because of the Tatum development and the fact that, you know, but folks are not looking at Boston as a true contender next year?
This is going to be – honestly, I think this is probably going to be one of the most movement in the off-season we've ever seen. And Shams has been reporting it. And I think a big part of that is the second apron. You look at Boston, you know, they're going to have to make some moves. They got to get under the cap. Get under the luxury tax. They're going to have to make some moves. Like, Drew Holiday is probably going to go. Maybe they'll keep Jaylen Brown. But, they're paying Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum $600 million between them. So, you know, somebody's going to have to go over there. I think Giannis knows he can't win when you look at the fact that Damian Lillard is out with the Achilles. So, right. I mean, there's rumors about him going to the Raptors. And, you know, Masai Ujiri, Raptors GM president, he was one of the guys who was responsible for getting Giannis into the NBA in terms of, you know, his development and whatnot. So I think there's a relationship there. So I'm hearing rumors about him going to the Raptors. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, that was a move they made. But I think you're going to see a ton of movement. Now, I'm interested to see what Cleveland does. Do they keep things intact? Like, there was rumors about a week or a week and a half ago about them trading Darius Garland for Suggs. You know, Orlando, I think Orlando, you know, they got some new uniforms today. They're a piece away offensively. You know, they can make the leap offensively, get a guy in there, you know, even a Darius Garland or a Devin Booker. I mean, who knows what they can do with Paolo and Franz.
Yeah.
They got a top 10 defense. So, I mean, obviously Phoenix is going to make some moves. So I think you're going to see a lot of movement this summer.
Yeah, well, speaking of that movement, your best friend Kevin Durant probably going to be, you know, part of that. Saw the report from The Athletic today that their Suns are lowering their asking price. If you're the Grizzlies, knowing what you know about them, knowing sort of what their shortcomings are, how seriously are you pursuing Kevin Durant?
I think you got to go for it. I think, you know, this is one of the teams that I would love to see Kevin Durant on. I don't think there's – I mean, there's other teams out there who, you know, talk about bringing Kevin Durant in. But I think if you're going to keep Ja Morant, you owe it to yourself to build something real around him. And I think, you know, Kevin Durant can be a piece that they can bring in. Now, they got to do something about that defense because I don't know what happened to y'all defense during the second half of the year.
But
I do think – yeah, I think Kevin Durant, you know, would be a good piece for you guys.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and it would probably cost, you know, a Desmond Bane, you know, a Brandon Clark. But, man, I just feel like when the, you know, maybe the question is less about the Grizzlies doing is Kevin Durant. Like, do you think Kevin Durant would be a guy that looks at the Memphis situation and says, like, I want to go be a part of that? Like, how do you think Kevin Durant sort of perceives the situation?
Can you trust it? Right.
Who knows what Kevin Durant is thinking? I mean, it just seems like he hasn't been happy in his last couple of situations. So it's tough to imagine what he wants. It just seems like as long as you allow him to, you know, just hoop, go out there and shoot mid-range jumpers at will, I think he's pretty happy. So if they can guarantee him that, I think he'll be fine.
What is Dallas next year as they sort of look to capitalize on the right now, although you're waiting on Kyrie? But then you also know, too, that at some point you figure out, I'm sure they're banking on, you know, building it around Cooper. But what are they in the immediate in your eyes?
I think they're a team with probably like a top 10 defense that can't score efficiently. just one of those teams that you don't necessarily want to play night to night in an 82-game season, but ultimately just doesn't have enough offense to do anything worthwhile.
And by the way, we have breaking news. I'm making sure that this is, like, legitimate, but it is true. It's from Shams. Tom Thibodeau out in New York.
Wow.
Seemed like Brunson was trying to
keep
him in there.
I was back and forth on him. Yeah. I thought they'd have to fire him, and they wouldn't fire him. But, the Knicks have relieved Tom Thibodeau of his duties, according to Shams. Led the Knicks to their first East Finals in 25 years, playoffs in four of the last five, consecutive 50-win season for the first time since the 90s, and he's out. Do you think Shams is just because the way that he plays the starters? I mean, what else could it be?
I think some of it is – it seemed like there was a lot of turmoil, and I think, you know – like, I think The Athletic came out with an article, you know, criticizing Cat and, you know, the difference, all the issues in the locker room. But I also think, you know, offensively, I don't think that Knicks offense had a lot of creativity. I think it was like Brunson ball for large stretches of the postseason. And I think you got to be a little bit more creative. I think you got to play more guys. I mean, this guy didn't, like, I mean, he always plays a short bench. And then didn't start experimenting and playing other guys until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
So
hard headed. Like, hard headed.
Yeah, I think his style of coaching might be a little outdated.
And that's what. And then when you're doing it up against Rick Carlisle, it looked like he was getting circles coached around him.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go hire Lionel Hollins, man. That's who that team needs. They need Lionel to turn this thing around. Hey, Raheem, man, appreciate you as always.
Always a
brother.
Pleasure, brother. Thank
Thanks
you.
For the time.
No doubt. I think I'm before we get out of here, I think I'm taking Indiana game one with the spread.
All right, Indiana +9. There you have it from Raheem. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, no doubt.
Yep. He is Raheem Palmer from the Ringer on opposite sides of me. He's like
pow pow.
He's like firing across the bow. He wants Pacers. I want Thunder. I took the Thunder. So there you have it. We're on opposite sides there. We're not always on the same side. You know, it's It's good to have difference of opinion. I wasn't gonna like fight him over it though. You know, like it is what it is. We people are allowed to disagree. But wow, what a development in the NBA. Tibbs is out.
If you could have had Tibbs as your coach, would you have taken him?
Like with the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Because he would play Ja into the ground.
Bro, Ja would retire.
That was my first thought. As soon
he's
going to
make
that,
Ja play.
It's not that he's going to make him play. He's going to.
I don't know, man. Like, it would not be a fit. Obviously.
No more Conchars because he doesn't play. Not until the, you know, back against the wall in the playoffs. So you're going to
see the
seventh, eighth, and ninth man.
That's right. That's right. No, Ja would like walk away from the game if Tibbs was his coach. So I do not think that would have been a fit at all. I'm a little surprised though. I'm a little surprised. I guess they're saying like, listen, this is the four seed. You lost to them 2 years in a row. Like we got to get better. We got to do better than this. We have literally no draft capital. We have no moves we can make. We can't do anything other than run it back.
Again, he was screaming at those players about more energy, and you had not played any of your bench. And so, sure, Brunson can come out there and say, you know, he should still be the coach, but they may be feeling a completely different way about you. The fact that it was so obvious that Shamet and DeLon could help by the time you went to them, it was just like a no-brainer. So maybe those – again, you can say all the things publicly about, oh, he's my guy, but you probably got a little bit of a, man, coach, what were you know? I mean, Carlisle just out-coached you, coached circles around you, like we talked about with Raheem. I don't know. I'm sure all those players clearly weren't on board. Otherwise, they wouldn't be making the move.
Exactly.
I just don't know who's available yet. I mean, most of the coaching cycle's over.
They don't care. It's just it's a matter of –
Won't they recycle Bud or something?
Bud or, I mean, one of these is guys? That a spot for Michael Malone? I mean, he's still doing TV. That might be a good
– I like that. I like that one.
Isn't Mike Malone kind of the same thing? Like a guy that like rides his players, and then he like I don't know.
Yeah, but it's the championship pedigree. It's the he's won a title and get us over the hump type thing. I could see them setting.
And it's not like they. I mean, from what we heard,
he is that though. He's going to ride the players and eventually wear them down. I mean, that's why Jokic wasn't crying when he wanted them gone. Seemed like.
But at the same time, we heard a lot of the issues going on in Denver was GM wanted these young players getting in the lineup,
him and,
stuff
him
like
and
that.
Malone going back at right, and so he just said, well, we'll get it all out of here.
I mean, they're not going to have that problem in New York. I mean, they don't have those young players to really try and fit in there. They're all vets pretty much.
Right.
So
I don't know. I kind of feel like they just want anybody else. They just want a different voice and a different philosophy. Shams tweeted, they're singularly focused on their pursuit of a championship and believe a new voice will serve as the focus for the organization's next step. Whatever the hell that means.
Michael Malone seems like your first call.
But I just feel like.
Probably.
Especially talking championship.
They just feel so similar to me, though.
Oh,
but you're right.
They're very similar.
But he's
I
got
think
a championship
you're dead on about
Thibodeau
that. It's the championship part of it, though.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be that different. I mean, Brunson, you're still going to play 40 minutes a game, buddy. Like.
Could also be the relationship game. I mean, their GM or president or whatever is Leon Rose, who was an agent for however long.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that relationship type thing. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's shocking in some ways because they did win Game 5 and that Game 1 coin flip went against them. But 5 years, I guess you kind of feel like we've given you everything we can give you in terms of roster, and you're still.
He was also part of blowing that 9-point lead. I mean, I know it's on players ultimately.
No, you're right. You're exactly right.
He's the coach that presided over it.
Right.
We'd never seen it before.
Yeah, that's true.
Since 98 playoffs.
Well, Knicks need a head coach. So we'll see if it's a Mike Malone, if it's an assistant that they're just promoting.
No, I like that. I think he's right about Mike Malone because for them it's all about getting over the hump, right? Yeah. That's what they've got to sell their fans.
Well, if it's singularly focused on the pursuit of a championship, there's only one coach that's out there. Yeah,
you don't go hire Sam Cassell to do that.
Right.
And unproven.
Yep.
You have to give him,
Bill Jackson. Larry Brown.
You're right, though, on Mike Malone having sort of the same
It's the same problem.
Rubs players the wrong way after a while, but his problem seemed to be with
it's
the
a
GM
short window.
In the end.
So you feel like you get away with it for a year.
He just won a title a few years ago. You got still got great respect for him.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll come back on a Tuesday. Newsy NBA Day. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's a great time to go over to Sonic. They got everything you're looking for on the menu. They got that fun $1.99 menu. They got the Route 44 massive drinks. Mm, so good. The premium chicken bites, the grilled cheeses, the burgers, chicken sandwiches. That's something for everybody at Sonic. Get over there today.
That Fun 99 menu that John speaks of doesn't just have my favorite, the junior chicken sandwiches on it. I get mine in Chipotle, Honey Chipotle. They've also got the original taste. The queso wraps are good. You can do Southwest or bacon ranch. And small floats available in Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Barks Root Beer, and Fanta. Small groovy fries as well. All that's on the Fun 99 menu. And I can do a whole meal off the Fun 99. You want to go a little bigger? How about the new Triple Sonic Smasher? 3 Angus beef seasoned patties, smashed and seared, crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. That's how Sonic does it. And 4 dessert, chocolate chunk, brownie blast. Again, Sonic's got a bunch of options. Download the app. Very helpful. You'll get all the best deals as well. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN. News of the day. Tom Thibodeau is out for the New York Knicks, and they are certainly sending a message through their media arm, because Ian Begley had the same language in his tweet about the singular focus of the per sources. Like, mm-hmm. You know, they're all like putting out their messaging. So they should be, you know, I mean, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row, right?
Yes.
So
should have pushed through.
Or they were in the Eastern Conference semifinals last year. And
lost
the Eastern
Pacers.
Conference Finals this year. Just lost the same team twice 2 years in a row, which I think honestly had a lot to do with it. But yeah, if you look at the coach of the year the last 5 years, Tom Thibodeau, 2021, fired. Monty Williams, 2022, fired. Mike Brown, 2023, fired. Mark Daigneault and Kenny Atkinson are your most recent. And they're obviously still employed, but 3 of the last 5 Coach of the Year award winners. And then wasn't there a year with Dwayne Casey where he got fired?
Mm-hmm.
That might have been 2019.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the year, but if it was, but it wasn't. It didn't have to be the year before. But yes, he had been previously Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I mean there was 1 year
in Toronto.
Yeah, exactly. And then he got fired. Yeah, it was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 of the last 7 Coach of the Year award winners have been fired, which goes to show you that like that. It really just doesn't matter that much.
Well, and Taylor was close at one point. Was it second or third? Second?
Yeah.
1 year. Yeah.
Yeah. It must have been that year Monty won it, right? Had to be 2022.
I think that sounds right.
Because 2023, they were kind of the same. So it had to be that 21-22 year. But yeah. So we'll see what they do. We'll see if they go with a Mike Malone type. or if there's an assistant. But I agree with you. I don't think they're going to go the assistant route in New York. It's a
no. Bud Malone. It'll be one with a championship, right? I guess Vogel got one in the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be one of those types.
Yeah.
Because I doubt they're going to pull anybody from a current sitting coach that's won a title. You're not pulling any Spoelstras or anything up there.
Yeah. Now you're in New York. Like, you can't get away with you can't fire Tibbs to hire an assistant in New York City.
Correct.
You know, in Memphis, yes, whatever. They try anything on us. we're like an experiment, man. Try anything on us.
Yep.
And we just go for it. We're like, oh, cool, assistant.
Thomas.
Nobody will take the job in Memphis. We have to promote assistants. He was great in Paris. That what is by anything?
What? I mean, I guess, and you know, that part of the interview was Kleiman asking him, "Can you speak Ja?"
Right,
because that's what the whole thing's about.
Yeah, we don't necessarily know.
We don't know.
We have a small sample. We have a maybe. He does
for 9 games. He did.
Yes, but you know, if Leon Rose fired Tibbs to hire the equivalent of Tom of Isolo in New York, you know, sports radio would be like, oh, this is the darkest day since 9/11. Yep. I can't believe they would do this. Like, that's how they would be in New York City.
Well, well done.
You know?
That is a very good Mad Dog.
It is. Sounds just like Mad Dog.
I was about to say Chris Russo.
I'm going to go down to Preston Chua Place and take the fattest dump I ever took my whole life, Leon Rose.
Yeah, what happened to those street signs named after the
I think they took them down.
Burnt.
Tom Thibodeau Turnpike. Down. It's gone. I don't think he had one. I think it was just the...
Never should have thrown that trash on that Indiana fan.
God don't like ugly.
Nope.
If there's anything we've learned.
And he was there watching it, wasn't he, with John Halliburton?
Yep. And Tyrese posted a video of that after the series. Mm-hmm. Sirs in six.
They shouldn't have done that to him. I said at the time, that's where they went too far.
Yep.
Y'all ain't won a championship yet. Y'all folks acting like nothing matters anymore.
Crowd surfing with the signs and stuff. Unbelievable. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Raheem Palmer for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. I haven't heard from her on the update. She hasn't posted anything either. So,
well, that impound's a deep place sometimes. It takes a while to find your ride sometimes.
Well, we don't know how it's going to look. We don't know that condition. So maybe a little – I hope it's not unrecognizable, because it was an heirloom as another detail that she – It was passed down from generation to generation.
It's an antique?
I don't think it's not an antique, but it's an older one, man. It's an older one. It's going to do it for us. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.